Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Earlier this week, the Milwaukee Rep opened the 42nd consecutive year of its production of A Christmas Carol. The adaptation of Charles Dickens' holiday classic has gone through a number of changes at the Rep over the years.
Writer Kevin Miller sat down with a number of the people who have been involved in various iterations of the play through its run, and the results are a piece in the current issue of Milwaukee Magazine. Miller came by the studio and talked about what he hoped to accomplish.
What's interesting about the piece that I did is that it's an oral history on the production. So the entire story is based around the quotes that I got from the four people I interviewed. And that just made it, you know, hearing it from their words, you know, because you don't want just like a writer inflecting, you know, what they thought about the play. So it was interesting just to get all of their takes, because the production started in 1976, so I wasn't even alive then. So to have the managing director, who was there for 20 years, tell me about how it started and all the evolution that the production took, it's very interesting.
42 years, which I was alive then, although I wasn't here. And there are, I think, three or four versions.
This is the fifth adaptation.
This is the fifth version.
Yes.
And so did that surprise you when you were talking to them, that
yes.
that many?
Yes. Like you, I'm not from Milwaukee. I went to school here and have stayed here since. So I wasn't really sure of the history. I didn't grow up going to this production. I was even surprised when I heard that it had been, I know it had been going for a long time, but not 42 years. Yeah, and I sort of thought of it as this kind of static production that, you know, it's just the same story year after year. So it was very interesting to me to find out that there have been these different adaptations and the story has slightly changed. The story is more malleable than you think it is.
Right. I mean, that struck me, too, when you were, because you talked to Jim Pickering, who was Scrooge for 14 years.
Yes.
You talked to Deb Staples, who was in a production when she first started, as well as the managing director. And, of course, Mark Clements, who just did the newest mm-hmm. version, and it's going into its second year now of that. And I thought it was interesting how the social aspect of Dickens kept getting more and more put into each successive adaptation.
Yes.
More music, but also more social awareness.
Yes. Especially during the 80s and early 90s, Amelin Gray's version seemed to be a reaction to Reagan politics, trickle-down economics, something that I had never really thought of. And when I was reading these old, like, 1980s reviews, I was like, oh, I kind of get it. I can see it. That's why this production has continued today, is the meaning behind the story can change with the times.
It can, but there's also, and I think it was Deb Staples pointed this out, it's like the core of the story about redemption and about, you know, learning from your mistakes and all of that sort of thing, that stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
That core piece seems to stay the same.
Yeah, it's a story that you want to bring your children to because it has good morals to it, but it's also, you know, for the old, you know, Grinch in the audience who is, you know, a penny pincher, and, you know, redemption doesn't have to happen, you know, when you're 8 or 9. Redemption can happen when you're 70 or 80.
Anytime.
Yes.
Actually, as long as you want it to happen,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. I know you did a lot of research looking at a lot of old playbills and looking at reviews and that sort of thing. Was there something that you discovered that made you kind of sit back and go, huh, I had no idea?
I think the story that Tonin O'Connor, the managing director, told about how she had the Hanratty Morgan production of the play put on in a jail in northern Wisconsin, and how the inmates learned a lot from putting on this production. I think that was surprising to me, that this play expanded outside of Milwaukee, and that, you know, even inmates in a jail could learn something profound from
it. So they actually acted in it.
Yes.
They produced it.
Yes, yes.
And did she didn't get to see that,
she
though,
didn't
right?
get to no. see that, I don't think so. But she heard that it went over well.
Yeah, I wonder if they still do it.
I don't know.
That would be fun to
yeah.
find out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How many versions of it have you seen?
For the Rep's versions, I've never seen. But that's probably because I didn't grow up here. You know, I didn't grow up going to it. My parents didn't take me to it because I'm not from around here. But I know that my children, I would like them to go see that. So I'm excited to bring them to it eventually.
And all of the productions, they're so much fun. And of course, the costumes and the ghosts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot there, even if all you want is a fun evening in the theater.
Yes.
And don't want to think about redemption. You just want to have a fun evening in the theater.
Yes.
So are you going to go see it this year?
I believe I will.
I think you have to now,
I think
Kevin.
I do. I learned so much about it. I just kind of have to see it.
All right. Well, next time we talk, you can report back what you thought.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thanks for having me.
Kevin Miller's feature on the Milwaukee Rep's long-running holiday offering of A Christmas Carol is in the December issue of Milwaukee Magazine.